Welcome you to episode 380 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed therapists, available 100% online, and it's affordable. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can always switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alonzo. So thank you to BetterHelp because we sure need you. This is the week of the midterms. I will start by saying, once again, stupid don't get tired. Proof? Herschel Walker's in a runoff for senator from Georgia. Lauren Boebert is also in a runoff for congresswoman from Colorado. So, yeah, it's, I don't know what it is. No one knows what it is because it's still going to be a while before we get any results. I live in L.A., as many of you know. In Los Angeles, the big fight was for mayor. That also looks like it's going to head to a runoff. They still have to count mail-in ballots. In Georgia, who knows what they do with the ballots. Ballots are challenged and this and that, and they're thrown away. I don't know. You know, listen, Florida used to be a mess, and DeSantis took over Florida, and what he did was gerrymander the districts to make sure that no Republican would even be in a close race. That way, they don't have to fool around with the mail-in voting and results. He was more of an overall, we're going to change things and mess things up. And again, Republicans do anything to win except get more votes. So we've got all that going on. I don't know the results of the midterms yet. Nobody does. It looks like Republicans will take the House. We're not sure what's going to happen with the Senate. If Warnock wins, I think then the Senate stays even, which makes Vice President Kamala Harris the deciding vote, which means that we will have a Republican House, a Democratic Senate, guaranteeing nothing gets done for the next 2 years. I have already heard talk from so many talking heads. Yes, I am one of them. But I've already heard talk that the Republicans' strategy, if they take over the House, will be once again limit the debt ceiling so they can hold the government hostage and periodically shut the government down if they don't get their way and blah, blah, blah. We've already heard it. We've already seen it. It's ineffective way of governing, but it works for the party of no. Now, as for the Democrats, here's my thing. The Democrats are celebrating that they didn't lose by much. I've never heard of a celebration saying, you know, we didn't lose by much. It's like saying, you know, we were expecting an ass whooping, but we only got a beat down. So we did pretty good. I get why they're saying that, but because normally in the midterms, whatever party's in power loses big. But the Democrats, I'm going to just throw this out there. Aim higher. Celebrate a win. Try to win. Yeah, you could do that. You're allowed to do that. Okay. Republicans, same thing as usual. Party of no. They lost some big things that they wanted to win. A lot of the Trump-backed candidates, I think 16 Trump-backed candidates lost. And now they're saying that Trump doesn't hold the influence that he used to, as if that's a good thing. That's not a good thing. You know why? Because as Trump gets pushed out, DeSantis moves up. And if DeSantis is in charge, listen, Trump was a lot of things, but one of the good things about Trump was he's an idiot and egomaniac and didn't know how government works, so he couldn't get the worst of his policies done. DeSantis is a politician. DeSantis knows how to get things done. A man who believes in banning books, a man who shows his public hatred of gays, of immigrants, people of color, and everything else who knows how to get legislation passed with this Supreme Court, now we're talking dangerous. So they want to get rid of Trump. It's one of those things. Yeah, well, be careful what you wish for. But anyway, getting back to the Democrats. Yes, they were talking about the big red wave and the Republicans were going to take over. But I knew that wasn't going to happen. You know why? Because of abortion. Because of abortion. They energized women voters and they energized young voters. Now, not all women voters. Not all women voters. Okay, there's still a group of Republican white women who, under his eye or by his hand or whatever the handmaids say, that is their belief, and they vote against their own interest. And as some women pointed out, and this was very interesting, and you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert are two of them that this applies to, you're actually voting that your daughters and granddaughters don't have a right that you took for granted, especially daughters. You took this right for granted your whole life. You know, whether Boebert had abortions or not is debatable. It's funny. There's a woman on Twitter. She goes by Joe, J-O, from New Jersey. She's very left-wing, posts some great tweets, et cetera, et cetera. Well, she posted that Boebert lost and that, you know, she called her former sex worker with two abortions, Boebert lost. Now, Boebert hasn't lost yet. They haven't determined that. It's literally within hundreds of votes. But anyway, people said that she was slut-shaming by putting down Boebert as a former sex worker. Well, I say to call Boebert a former sex worker is Boebert shaming sex workers. A lot of decent people in sex work. There are people forced into it. There's all kinds of people in sex work. None of them are as shitty a person as Boebert. So let's not shame sex workers by lumping Boebert in with them, okay? Let's leave her on an island of two with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I will talk about a little more later. But getting back to my point about who voted in this election, the Democrats, one group that they've been thanking and celebrating are young voters. Young voters stepped up for the Democrats. Why they stepped up? Well, partly because of abortion. That was obviously one of the issues with them, because they do believe in women. The LGBTQ issues matter, you know, when they're ridiculed for using pronouns and identifying themselves, that matter to them. And student loans, student loan forgiveness matter to them. So they voted Democrat, which you know, they were energized, not to the same level as Barack Obama. Nobody's brought out young voters like Barack Obama. He really was hope for young voters. And it's good that the Democrats are acknowledging these young people. Now they need to hire these young people. They need to talk to these young people, the letter generations, X, Y, and Z. X is hitting 40, but that's still young, especially with this government where 80 seems to be the median age. Talk to these young people, find out what they want, find out what they need, get them involved, show them some respect, and do something for them. They voted for Democrats over Republicans because they had a choice. Do you want to vote for a party that doesn't understand you, or do you want to vote for a party that hates everything about you? So good on the young people. I appreciate them coming out. I joke about it all the time. I don't know what their future is. I don't know what their hope is. They started at X. That's the problem. Normally, if you have a plan, you go with plan A, then you have plan B. You have 25 more plans. They started at X. You got three plans, and then the zombies take over. So thank you, young people, for stepping up in this midterm election. Now, the Boebert and Walker thing, you know, the thing about Boebert, she didn't do anything. She wasn't even good at being the craziest person in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene blew her out the water. Yet, half the people in the area that she in Western Colorado think, and a few hundred more than half apparently, think she is qualified and she should go back. I don't understand why. Herschel Walker, completely no one, not even, it's hard to say, not even Green. I don't know of anyone who has proven less qualified for the Senate. Maybe Dr. Oz, but he didn't win. He lost. than Herschel Walker. In no way is he qualified. And it just shows how much the Republican Party is willing to put party above country, power above country. But it also shows just how still angry, and, you know, they were angry when Trump was president and they had the House and the Senate. These right-wing MAGAs were angry then. So, you know, they're angry now with Biden in office. But it just shows how far they'll go to just vote for their party. Herschel Walker, a man who, no matter what issue you question him about, this was the great thing about Herschel Walker. When I say great, I mean fascinating. It didn't matter what issue you asked him about, he didn't know anything about it. Whether you ask him about climate change and he talks about some kind of dirty air coming from China, they asked him what's the most important thing, and he, in America, he said it was celebrities telling people they can't do what they could do. He pulls out a fake badge and pretends to be involved in law enforcement. He pays for, we don't know how many abortions he's paid for. We don't know how many kids he's had, but he always talks about family and religious. But these Republicans chose to vote for Herschel Walker, who, listen, I'm fine. Pay for abortions. It's the responsible thing to do. Child support, it would be nice, Herschel, if you paid child support. But hey, you're a football player from the 80s. Paying child support wasn't big with football back then. Sorry, football players, but it's true. But you're a hypocrite. And yeah, I know the Republicans are hypocrites, but you in particular, this is remarkably hypocritical that you and your supporters choose to support you, the party of Jesus, over Raphael Warnock, who's an actual minister. He's an actual pastor. He runs a church. He is Christian. You just picked to be Christian 5 months ago when they told you you're going to be a senator, and you said, that bad air coming from China, and I got a badge that's going to put an end to it. And Uncle Clarence told me that I should be a senator. Okay, that's the best we got out of Herschel Walker. But look how many people are voting for him. And again, we're not sure because it's Georgia. They disqualify. We know how many voted for him. We don't know how many voted for Warnock because Georgia has weird ways. I talked about it last week, that challenger voter thing. And they have weird ways of getting rid of ballots. Another battleground is Arizona. In Arizona, Democrats hold a slight lead. Democrats hold a slight lead in the race for governor and the race for the Senate. Now, how this is going to go, not sure, because Arizona is another place where you have to count all the votes. You've got Phoenix, Maricopa County, which is a very, very Democratic county. They're still counting that, but there were problems with the election machines and blah, blah, blah. So as of right now, and I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon, they said they're still digging into ballots. And we don't know what the results are going to be in the governor or the Senate races. The Democrats in both races have a slight lead. Carrie Lake is somewhat Trump crazy. Yeah, she's Trump crazy. So we're hoping she doesn't win. And we'll see how it plays out. You can't say yet. Good results. Obviously, Pennsylvania was a good result. There are 12 women governors in the country. Now, that is a great result. New York is the first time a woman was elected as governor versus just inheriting the job, which is how she initially got it. So is there hope? Yeah, I think there is. But Democrats, I say once again, step it up and don't be happy with, well, we didn't lose by as much as we expected to lose. This podcast brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Now, I've been talking about this election. Maybe there's stress there. Okay, maybe there's things going on in your life that you don't understand. There's feelings that you have to deal with. Hey, life doesn't come with a user manual, okay? So if it isn't working for you, you might feel stuck. You might feel bad. Listen, therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn coping skills. Therapy, it works. I'm a strong believer in therapy. I've been in and out of therapy at various points in my life. Therapy helps. It helps to have someone to talk to. I feel it always helps to know that you're not the only one. You're not weird. You're not wrong. Okay? There's problems that we need help with. That there are emotions that you may not understand. There are things you have to learn to do differently. Okay? I had to learn to not blame myself for everything. That was something that I was taught, that blaming myself for everything is kind of an ego thing. It means I think I'm in charge of everything, right? So I learned to stop doing that. There's so many things that therapy can help you. Therapy is a real thing. So here it is, BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists. It's available 100% online. You fill out the questionnaire, you match with a therapist. If you don't click with that therapist, you can talk to another one. I've had that experience where you have to find someone you feel comfortable talking to, because you got to be honest for therapy to help you, okay? So you can do that. You don't have to deal with the waiting rooms, the traffic, et cetera, et cetera. 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. That's right. You can start with BetterHelp.com, get 10% off. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/Alonzo. Do it for yourself. You are worth it. Okay, getting away from politics to some of this other stories in the news. The attack on Mr. Pelosi, this right-wing fantasy that it was his... They had a guy on Fox News with Tucker Carlson, a man named Jason Whitlock. If you're not familiar with Jason Whitlock is a black man who's been fired from ESPN, Fox Sports, and anywhere else he's worked because he's an extreme right winger. He's kind of like Candace Owen without the brain. You know, he likes to be anti-black on everything and this and that. So he's sitting there with Tucker Carlson saying that Pelosi was attacked by his gay lover and Pelosi doesn't have sex with his wife and all of this, and Tucker Carlson sitting there, well, I can't confirm or deny. And I've said this numerous times. This is the difference between Fox News and MSNBC, okay? One is right and one is left. MSNBC doesn't make up stories. MSNBC doesn't put out conspiracies and say, well, we can't prove it's not true. No. So this is the kind of thing still going on at Fox News. Oh, by the way, it's very funny now because Trump is blaming Fox News on the midterms, saying that they weren't loyal enough to him, and Hannity's claiming we didn't predict a red wave and all the... They're going to break their ankles backing up so fast. Only an NFL cornerback can run backwards faster than a Fox News host, okay? So getting away from their idiocy, there's things that happen in the news. One of these things, 31 kids, okay, between 12 and 16, found working graveyard shifts at meatpacking plants around the country. These kids have been working at night. The job is to clean the floors and whatever in the meatpacking plants. Some of them have been injured by the chemicals, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if this were Fox News, I would simply say, these kids were forced to work because their parents had gay lovers with hammers threatening them that if you don't send your kid to graveyard shift, I'll be... Listen, nonsense, okay? This is horrible. This is horrible. Like the article said, this is stuff back before the Great Depression, early 1900s America, this kind of thing went on. And this is why they passed child labor laws all around the country to stop this, taking advantage of children. Oh, by the way, did I mention that all of the children are Spanish speaking? Yeah, imagine that. So These companies are in trouble with the Department of Labor. We'll see what happens. Wow. You're talking about breaking old laws. The Fair Standards and Labor Act was enacted in 1938 and established that minors under 14 be barred from working altogether. Between 14 and 15, you can't work past 9 p.m. And 16, you can work, but you can't work more than 3 hours on a school day or 18 hours a week. Yeah, they broke all of these rules. 14-year-old student working 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., 5 or 6 days a week. Whew, man. Hey, guess what? He had ID, right? Wing's big on ID. Yeah, and apparently his work ID matched that of his student ID. My God. We'll see how that one plays out. Here's another. I'm laughing because I don't know if this is an election story or a racism story. But the sheriff, Jody Green in North Carolina, you remember him. Not too long ago, he had to resign because he was caught talking about these black bastards are going to learn there's a new sheriff in town and black bastard this and black bastard that and MF and sheriff, F them black bastards, blah, 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 they're stupid, all of that stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was forced to resign. He got reelected. He won the election. So he's back. Not only is he back, now he knows he's backed by the people of his county or district or however they do it down there. I don't know. So here's another example, same type of thing. And where am I going with this? It's interesting. We're not moving forward. Nothing's changing. A college student in Georgia faces charges of second-degree murder. He beat his grandfather to death with a blunt metal object. I'm sorry. Then he was choking his dad. His dad escaped. They called the police. Okay, so the police show up. They taser and tackle him. He tries to fight more. He tries to escape when handicapped, et cetera, et cetera. One more time, he's alive. He went to jail, diagnosed with schizophrenia. Okay? L.A., Ramin Pineda, a cop, sheriff deputy in L.A., 2 felony counts for fire on a suicidal man who'd already been shot by police. See, now here's a man, Ordaz, a Latino man in L.A. Officers show up. They order him out of the vehicle. He comes out with a knife. He's begging them to shoot him. That's called suicide by cop. Of course, they comply. They shoot him. They get him handcuffed. He's on the ground. And they shoot him a couple of more times. Yeah, what's different? Now, some people will say the knife is different. Yeah, knife maybe. But once he's on the ground and handcuffed, he don't have the knife anymore. But let's keep shooting anyway. So, to quote my buddy Jack, nothing changes if nothing changes. So I talked earlier about Marjorie Taylor. Oh, okay. So I'm going to give, we'll go with 2 ridiculous and we'll wrap this up because I don't want to be redundant and going round and round. Crypto. Do you know anything about crypto? I don't know anything about crypto other than you can be a billionaire in your 20s. So it seems like a pretty good deal. On November 8th, Sam Bankman-Fried, 30-year-old billionaire, lost $15 billion in crypto. And without going into the details, and basically what he had a crypto company. He started buying up other cryptocurrencies that were collapsing over the summer. You heard about that. There was a crypto crash over the summer. So he bought those. They filed Chapter 11. He bought them, took on their debt, et cetera, grew his company. And then suddenly, he had to pay, and he didn't have any cash. So now his company was sold to a company who, geez, he made a deal with Scaramucci. You remember Scaramucci, the mooch? It was with Trump for like 10 days? Yeah. So now they made a deal, and Scaramucci's company will, anyway, the bottom line, he couldn't make payments on the $15 billion. So now he's been bought by another company, and his fortune in one day went from $15.6 billion to $761 million. Now listen, having $761 million is still pretty good at 30 years old. But when you were worth $15 billion the day before, ouch. Ouch. Guess he won't be paying taxes. I mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know if you realize this, but the Democrats were quacking in their boots. That's right. That's right. They elect people who can't spell and don't seem to have spell check or anyone on their staff who can't spell. She meant to put quaking in their boots, but instead she put the Democrats were quacking in their boots over the midterms. So even Twitter, Elon Musk's Twitter, which is a place for freedom and a place for comedy, as long as it's hateful and right wing, even they couldn't stop the wave of tweets with Democrats quacking in their boots. If you want to have some fun, just go over to Twitter, look up quacking in their boots and see how many people. And this is where I love the internet and people's talent. How many people show ducks in boots? Speaking of Twitter, I will be leaving soon. If you follow me on Twitter, please join me at ZoFunny on Instagram. That's going to be my main platform in social media. I'm going to get more involved on TikTok. Right now, I'm Alonzo Bowden 16 on TikTok because someone stole my name. But my social media person is trying to get that straightened out. So I will be on those two platforms. There's no way in hell I'm going to give Elon Musk $8 a month to use my own name on his platform. He's got billions of dollars. He can get by without my $8. As always, I thank you. Who's paying attention? You are. We're going to watch these final Senate races pretty close. I'm supporting Warnock. I'm going to do what I can to help raise money. This is another problem with politicians. Every race, every political race, they talked about how much money was raised. I thought I was listening to the top 10 in golf. In golf, they go by the top money winner, and that's who's the number one golfer. It was like, well, the good thing was we got Oz to waste $100 million of the Republicans' money and lose in Pennsylvania, and Rick Caruso running for mayor in LA, spent $100 million, and they spent this much and that much. Our politics is governed by money. I don't know that that'll ever change. People are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to get a job that pays a couple of hundred thousand. You tell me there's no corruption in that system. Anyway, getting away from all of that, thank you. We'll see how the results turn out. I'm on the Who's Paying. Why can't I talk today? Forgive me. I'm on the Wait, Wait comedy tour. This weekend, we're in Eugene, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, and then we're going to Seattle. And after that, right after Thanksgiving, I'll be in Arlington, Virginia at the Arlington Draft House. Who's paying attention? As always, you are, and I thank you.